Boy, just what can be done for the Lord this year? Think of it. Think of what could be done for the Lord that will make a difference in all of eternity. Amen? And I got to thinking this week about some new things. And you know, this may surprise you, but there are some new things that God gives us that He wants to give to everyone. Amen? God is a God of some new things. And I want to preach on that thought as we enter a new year this year. And by the way, it's not a new year's resolution that we need. It's a new year's resurrection that we need. Amen? It's not the making up the old. It's just letting God do something great and new in our hearts. I love new things. Let's begin here in Psalm chapter 40. And let's begin with verse number 1 here. This is a psalm of David as he goes up to the Lord and as he thanks the Lord for something new that God had given him. So let's look. Psalm chapter 40, verse number 1. The Bible says here, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Notice verse number 3. He hath put a new song in my mouth. And I want to preach this morning on new things that God gives us. Let's bow in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible today, and thank you for the privilege to open it. And God, we just ask your blessings and your power as we open the Bible this morning. We need to hear from heaven this morning. And God, I pray this morning, and as we begin a new year, God, that it would begin with this new song that you created in our heart and in our minds. Help us, I pray, dear Lord, as we open your word this morning to hear thy word, hear thy spirit speak to us. We'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I like to have new things. How many of you like new things? I think that's part of what Christmas was about, new things. Amen? I mean, how many of you like to open the present with the old socks in them? That something about the old is just not... It's nice to open that present and have new socks. Amen? I like socks. Amen? I don't know what all you all asked for Christmas, but I like socks on my list. Amen? Socks are good. Amen? And, you know, the kids today, they have socks with pizza on them and vegetables, you know, veggie tails. And they got socks with all kinds of crazy stuff on them. I'm not into that kind, amen. I'm into the warm ones, amen. And I like new things. Have you ever gone to a car dealer and got in a new car and just smelled? I like Jimmy John's over here. It says free smells on the window. Amen. Yeah, I just like it. Just walk in. Smell. You ever done that with a new car? Get in a new car? It's good to just sit there and smell it. You know what I'm talking about? If not, go down to the dealer, right? Yeah. Don't look at the ticket. It'll take that smell away. Amen? It'll take it away. But I like new things. Things, it's nice. One of my boys got a new truck, or it's new to him. I'm just glad he wasn't a Ford. Amen? I'm going to cause a church split by talking like that. I know it. Amen. But anyhow, y'all get right and buy a Chevy and we'll all be okay. Okay, so anyhow, back to the message. Anyhow, I like new things. Don't you like new things? It's nice to have new things. And it's nice to get any kind of thing that's new. You remember how the old things just kind of get old? You know, they just kind of get nasty. You know, you ever notice that? They just, like, got to get rid of it. It's time. You know what I mean? Remember that, you know, old car you drove? Man, alive, my wife and I bought a car one time for $500. And it wasn't even worth that. And, but what I didn't know is, in the back of the trunk, it was an old station wagon. It was a Ford Taurus station wagon, like in the late 80s. And somebody had a dog in the back, and there was hair all over the back. And we, every time we got in the car, we sneezed all the way down on the road. Amen. But it was a blessing to take that old car and trade it in on a newer car. No more sneezing. Amen. I like new things. I know every Christian likes new things. And you know, this may surprise you, but we serve a God of newness. Amen. He is a new God. His mercies, the Bible says, are new every morning. Amen. They're new every morning. New things. God is a God of new things. You know, when I got saved, it was just like a whole new world entered into my young mind. How many of you got saved and it was like when God came into your heart, it just changed you? Just something new entered into your soul that you never had before. And that's because old things have passed away and all things became new. I'll tell you, when you get saved, you got a new life to live in Christ. Amen? Amen? And by the way, if you aren't living a new life in Christ, you need to get on that path. Right. Live a new life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the old things pass away. Let that old life pass away. There's a whole new world God's got for you. Yeah. Amen? I heard a story about a little boy years ago was walking up and down the aisle of a train. And on that train, he was selling apples. As he walked up and down that aisle trying to sell apples, he was only charging a nickel. And one person after another, he'd ask if he could buy an apple, and the person kept saying, "No, I don't want any of those old apples." He'd go to another person, "$0.05 for an apple. I don't want any of those old apples." He couldn't sell one apple. And finally, there was a wise old salesman that said, "Son, here's a nickel. I want one of your apples, and I want to help you sell the rest of your apples. I'll go up to the front of the car, and I want you to keep your eye on me. And when I wink, go through the car again, selling your apples." So the salesman went and stood at the front of the car, and he held up the apple he bought. He took a handkerchief out. He began to polish that apple. He leisurely polished it and then polished it some more to a bright shine. And finally, he decided it was time to take out his pocket knife. And he stood there leaning against the door, peeling the apple in front of the entire car. The peelings fell on the floor at his feet. He took his knife and he cut one slice of the apple and put it in his mouth. He stood there thoroughly enjoying chewing that juicy apple. Then he winked at the boy. The boy started down the aisle again, calling out, "Apple! $0.05 an apple!" "Yes," came the first response. Apple, mister? Yes, sir. And the next apple? Yes, please. He emptied the entire bag of apples. And when he got done, he asked, what was the difference? And the wise salesman said, because somebody showed them something better that wasn't old, but it was all really new. Can I tell you something? When I got saved, somebody showed me something new in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I think this world needs something new. This world's dragging around in sin, just lumbering around, walking in one mess after another, living defeated lives. You know what? It's time for something new. It's time for something new. It's time to get up and let that old life pass. Let that old stuff in our life, let that old baggage pass. It's time to live for something new. You know, God is a God who wants us to give something new. And he has for us, notice in this verse, verse 3, it says, and he have put a new song in my mouth. Have you got a new song yet? Is there a new song in your heart? I ain't talking about that old one. I'm talking about a new song. You got a new song in your heart? New song in your life? That old song just won't cut it. Everybody needs a new song. And the Bible tells us here when David got this new song in his mouth, he said this, it's because he brought us up out of an horrible pit. Verse 2. Oh, don't ever forget where God brought you from. Don't ever forget how bad it was when he pulled you up out of that pit. Don't ever forget the burden you carried, the weight of sin on your back. Don't forget how much of your life you really wasted. Don't forget it. God brought you up out of a horrible pit. You know, God brings people out of pits. Did you know that? God can take anybody. I said God can take anybody. Amen. And pull them up out of an old horrible pit they're in. God can do that. God can do that. I could take you to a preacher today who lived a rough, tough life. Grew up, and when he was younger, in his younger years, he got involved in the mob. He said, I was walking down a dark alley one day. This is a preacher. He had to be Independent Baptist, right? He said, I'm walking down a dark alley. And he said, I saw somebody was coming up behind me. And my mob training jumped in. And as that guy came up behind me, he said, I watched his shadow. As soon as his shadow got a certain place, he said, I turned around. And he said, I kicked him right in the kneecap and his knee went backwards. He says, I ran and got out of there. He says, I lived a bad life. He says, I was down in the bottom of the sewer. Can I tell you what? God took this man. He pulled him up out of that horrible pit. Aren't you glad for God today? Amen. He didn't let him live in the old. He gave him something new. God doesn't come to us and say, hey, you made your bed, sleep in it. God says, I paid for that bad bed on the cross. I paid so you wouldn't have to stay in that thing. I paid to pull you up out of that horrible pit. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't have to live in that pit anymore. Amen. You know, some people are skeptical that God could really do anything like that in their life. I've met people before who just cannot fathom what God could do in their life. And it's because they lived in the old so long, they don't know the new. You know, man, I'll tell you what, my life has been wrapped around church and soul winning and talking to people and living for the Lord. I had a man come up just yesterday, and we shed some tears in the parking lot. He's going through a burden and a trouble. I don't even know the man. And I put my arm around him. I prayed for him. Tried to talk to him about the Lord. He was in a horrible pit. You know, a lot of people get in horrible pits in life. But thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus helps us turn all the corners. Without him, we can't do it. We're stuck in that pit. You notice who brought us out? It was Jesus that brought us out. It wasn't you and me that brought us out. It's you and me that got us in. It was him that pulled us up out of that horrible pit. And what did he do? He set my feet out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock. Amen. He gave us something stable to stand on. I like something stable. Amen. I like to stand on something solid. Solid ground. That's where God pulled us. He pulled us out of the muck and the mire and the mush. He said, I got something more stable for you. You know, sin creates that in our life. It gives us roller coaster life and one miserable place after another. God said, I didn't save you to have you go through that. I saved you so I could put your feet on a solid ground and establish your goings. God, give us a new life. God, give us a new thing. Oh, you know what I think this country could use? This country could use a new revival. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need a new revival in this country. Every generation needs a revival of God to come in and sweep, put a new song in our mouth, pull people up out of those horrible pits that they're in. I'm saying to you today, God puts a new song in our mouth. Oh, man, I tell you what, we're not all what we should be yet. But I'll tell you what, you can live with a song in your mouth every day. Every day you can wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, I don't have to spend a miserable eternity in hell forever and ever. I can be saved and trust Christ. I can live that way. See, God put a new song in David's mouth, didn't he? He established his goings. He put him in a good place. He cleaned him up. And the Bible says many are going to see it. See, don't you want to have that testimony to the world of what God did in your life? I want the world to see what Jesus did for me. You say, preacher, you know, I grew up in a Christian home. I didn't grow up in one of these tough, rough homes. A lot of people do, though. And they grow up to a place and they get involved and stuff. And, you know, I knew a man years ago that he told me, so when he was a baby, his mama didn't know the Lord. And she'd actually take her liquor and her beer and put it in his baby bottle and she'd feed it to him. And that kid grew up knowing nothing but alcohol. He said, but when I got saved, I found a new life in Jesus Christ. There is a new life. There is a new life. And it's a good one too. It's a blessed one. And many shall see it, fear, and trust in the Lord. You know, the ultimate joy in this life is to see God put a new song in your heart and use it in the life of somebody else who's in a miry pit. That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. It's showing the world what God can do in you. That's something God can give. That's not something you and I can work up. But when we open our heart in salvation, ask him to save us, that new creature comes in. The Holy Spirit of God comes in and gives us the ability to live that new life. Amen. Don't stay in that mire. God's got a blessed life for you. I'm saying to you, God has a new song. There's a second thing God gives. Go to Isaiah 62 in your Bible with me, please. The book of Isaiah, just a few pages back from where you are. The book of Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah wrote these words. Isaiah chapter 62. And notice verse number 2. the Bible says here, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by what? A new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. You know, when you get saved, you get a new name. You get a new name. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. Sing it with me. For there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And my sins forgiven, bound for heaven, nevermore to. God gives us a new name. When you get to heaven, there's going to be a new name. You'll walk into the streets of glory, and God will probably call you something you ain't never heard before. Now, I've had a few others call me a few names in line. Amen. But I'll tell you what. When I got saved, I got a new name. And that means I got a new identification. I'm no longer looked at as a sinner condemned to hell, but I'm now looked at as a saved sinner with the grace of God to go to heaven. The newness. See, God has new things, and God has new things for you. If you open your heart to God, you'll get saved, and when you get saved, there's going to be a new name written down in glory. There's going to be a new name in heaven. You say, what is that name? We don't always know that name. We don't know, but maybe it's God's identification of what we were on earth and what he changed us to be in heaven. I don't know. But I know this, there's going to be a new name. God gives us new names. We get to heaven. Take your Bible, go to Ezekiel chapter 36 with me. There's a third thing I want you to see. Ezekiel. Jeremiah, Lamentations, and then the book of Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel wrote this. Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel 36. Notice verse 26. Ezekiel the prophet wrote this under the inspiration of God. Ezekiel 36, notice verse 26. He says there, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And they that dwell in the land that I give your father, ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. What a promise. God said, I'll give you a new heart. A new heart. You know, when you get saved, you get a new heart. You get a new heart. That heart is a heart to want to serve the Lord. That's not wanting to live in the old path. Hey, by the way, if you claim to be saved, but you want to live in the old path, and the old ways you used to live, something's wrong. Amen. You didn't get the taste of something new. You're still driving that stinky old car. It's time for a trade-in. Amen. It's time for a trade-in. God's saying, hey, get saved. Trust the Lord. Know the Lord. Let me tell you something. Time is clicking by, day after day, our life's just like a vapor. It's here and it's gone. And only what's done for the Lord is going to matter throughout all eternity. God will give you a new heart. God will give you a new heart. A missionary was visiting a mission field of a friend one time. And in that mission field, he went to the native. And it was in Africa, and he asked the African, he said, I want to ask you, what has God done for you. The native African got down on his knees and he began to take a bunch of leaves and he made the leaves in a circle. And alongside those leaves, he looked down and he saw a worm. He picked up that worm and he put it right in the middle of the circle of leaves. And then he took his flint and his rock and he lit a fire and all around the outside of those dried leaves. And as the fire began to get closer and closer from all directions to the worm began to squirm and wiggle as it could feel the intensity of the heat drawing closer. And just right when the fire seemed like it was going to consume the worm, the native reached down and he picked up that worm and he rescued it from that fire. And the native said, "That is what Jesus did for me." Oh, listen, I want to tell you something. This new year ought to be a new year of gratitude. A new year of thankfulness. Every day wake up with an awareness that God pulled us up out of that miry clay. He didn't have to do it. But the great love that he had for us compelled him to go all the way to the cross to pay for our sins free and clear to deliver us from an inevitable burning hell forever. He saved us. That is what God's done for us. I want to say to you today, God put a new heart in you, a new spirit. And by the way, that new spirit is a new spirit that lives for God and enjoys God. I enjoy being a Christian. I don't get up every day and say, "Oh, I got to be a Christian today." Oh, it's so hard being a Christian. Hey, listen, it's the man out in the world that's got it hard. Amen. It's not the Christian that's got it hard. But there's a lot of people out there just don't know Christ. They need a new spirit in them. Only God can give that. Only God can give you a new spirit. That comes in salvation. And you know, I want to tell you, sometimes in the Christian life, you and I get bogged down. We need that spirit renewed. God tells us to be filled with the Spirit. Amen? Not three quarters. Not seven eighths. God should be filled with the Spirit of God. That's the new spirit that God gives us. Are you filled with the Spirit? There is a new name written down in glory. There is a new song that he's given us. He's given us also a new heart and a new spirit. That is what God has done for us, how he has given us. There's something else I want you to see. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. You'll be surprised about this one. Something else new that God's given us. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. Notice verse number 7. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. He said, "Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be what? A new lump." A new lump. God gives us a new lump. That'll preach, amen. God will give us a new lump. You know what he's saying? He's saying there's some old stuff still hanging around in our life. You know what God wants to do? He wants a new lump of stuff in our life. He wants joy, peace. He wants his spirit. He wants a new attitude. Amen. New attitude. I tell you what, I couldn't be more proud of one of our young people. Old Alex Gonzalez. Man alive. He got saved. God gave him a new lump. I'm going to call him Lumpy. Amen. That's his new name. God gave him a new lump. Hey, God took a lot of those old things out of his heart, put him a good spirit in his heart and his life, changed him. He used to come to church. Come to church, sit the last one in there, and just kind of look at everybody. As soon as the service was over, he walked out. But boy, after he got saved, man, old Lumpy got on fire. Amen. I'm thankful for that. What a sweet spirit. What a sweet thing that God has done. You know, God can do that for anybody. You know, I think sometimes we just need to invite somebody to church that needs something new in their life. So, hey, come on with me to church. And then take them out for a good dinner afterwards. You say, where are we going to go? Go to Lumpy's. Amen. I don't know if they have one here in Oklahoma City, but hey, find somebody that needs something new in their life. You know, as you go out and knock doors on people's life, you see one thing. There's one thing I see consistent in their life. Dead spirit. A dead spirit. You know what? God doesn't want that. God has a new spirit to give us. It's not some fanciful thing that we work up. It's knowing every day that the Spirit of God is living in your heart and your life. What a wonderful thing. God gives us a new lump. There is a new lump every day. God, take that old lump out of my life and fashion me like a new lump. Give me a new life, Lord. Give me something new, am I not, every day. Do you know when you get up and read the Bible, it's a new book every morning? Amen. Like one preacher said, like I think Charles Spurgeon said, don't think the Bible is dry on the inside just because it's dusty on the outside. Right? It's a powerful book. It's a new book. It's something that you can't get watching the television or online. It's a powerful book. God made it new every day, and it ought to be a new thing in our life. God does new things. There was an English earl that visited the Fiji Islands. And he went to the elderly chief on the Fiji Islands, and he said, "You're a great leader, chief, but it's a pity that you have been taken in by those foreign missionaries. They only want to get rich through you. No one believes the Bible anymore. People are tired of the threadbare story of Christ dying on the cross for the sins of mankind. They know better now. I'm sorry you've been so foolish as to accept their stories." And the old chief's eyes flashed as he answered, and he said, "See that great big rock over there?" He said, "On it, we used to smash the heads of our victims. See that furnace next to it? In that oven, we used to formerly roast the bodies of our enemies. If it hadn't been for those good missionaries and the love of Jesus that changed us from cannibals to Christians, you'd never leave this place alive. You'd better thank the Lord for the gospel, otherwise we'd be feasting on you." I'm simply trying to tell you today, God has a new song, a new spirit, a new name, a new heart, a new lump. And do you know what he wants to do? He's trying to create into us what's found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Go there with me. Ephesians chapter 4. Look at verse number 24. I appreciate you looking in your Bible with me this morning. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Notice verse 24. Bible says, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." See, that's a man that we got to put on. In other words, we got to let him live in us every day. We got to let the new man live in our life. That old man is passed away. Hey, I want to ask you, you got some old stuff in your life? Why don't you put them at the altar and give them to God this morning? Why don't you let the new man live in your life? The saved man, the man that wants to please God, the man that wants to serve the Lord, the man that's got a joyful spirit, a spirit that wants to love God, a heart of love for others, a heart of love for the lost soul. That's the kind of man that God wants us to put on, that new man. See, the reason God gives us a new song and a new name and a new heart and a new spirit and a new lump is so that he can make us a new man in Christ. One day the Apostle Paul is walking down a road to kill Christians, throw them into prison. He hates them. He's just trying to climb some kind of ladder of social standing in the Israeli hierarchy at the time. He's trying to become somebody. And his way of doing it is to kill Christians, throw them into prison, because they're just ruining their society. But all of a sudden, one day, a great light shines on him. He's walking down the road, and that light blinds him. And that light shines on him, and he knows it's the Lord, because he says, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" You see, I think Paul knew he was running from the Lord all along. He knew he was running away from God. And when that light struck him, immediately in his heart, he said, "Lord, I surrender to you. I give my life to you." And do you know what God did with Paul? He made him a new man. Most of the books of the New Testament were written by a man who began his career by throwing Christians in prison and killing them. But the whole difference was God changed him. God can do great things. By the way, God can do these kind of things through prayer. Through prayer. Are you praying? Are you praying? You say, "Now, preacher, I'm not one of these people who lives an evil, bad life." You know, most folks aren't, but all of us are sinners. All of us. I grew up in a Christian home, but I'm a sinner. And we are all sinners. And we need to trust in Jesus Christ so we can have that new heart, that new spirit, that new song in our life, and God can make us a new man. I don't want to be the same man tomorrow I am today. And the day after, I don't want to be the same man I am on Monday as Tuesday. I want to be a better man. I want to be a newer man on that Tuesday than I was on Monday. And can I tell you what? If you'll let God, if you'll come to him and be saved, he'll save you. His spirit will move inside of you, and he'll let that new man live in your life. If you're a Christian here this morning, you're saved, but that old man's still living in you, why don't you put him on the altar today? Why don't you put that old man on the altar? You don't need him. He's dragging you down. He's leaving you defeated. He's putting you back in the miry clay. Why don't you let God put on the new man? Live your life for him. Put your faith in him. He'll save you. He'll give you a whole new life in the Lord today. How about it? A new man in Christ. Let's bow our heads this morning.